This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Houthi militants struck a U.S.-owned ship carrying steel products with a ballistic missile on Monday south of the port of Aden as the group vowed to keep up attacks after U.S. and British strikes on its sites in Yemen. Attacks by the Iran-aligned Houthis on ships since November have impacted companies and alarmed major powers in an escalation of Israel's more than three-month war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said in a briefing on Monday evening the army was ending the intensive ground operation phase in Gaza after gaining control over the northern part of the territory. He said the Israeli military would soon expand its control over the southern part of the Gaza Strip as well. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's grip on Republican Party politics is put to the test in the Midwestern state of Iowa on Monday, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
You're very hardy people. I've heard that.
The GOP presidential candidates converged on Iowa for tonight's caucuses, kicking off the Republican primary process, despite snow and sub-zero temperatures that led to canceled events and threatened to keep some voters at home. Polls indicate Donald Trump can expect a resounding victory. After Iowa, the Republican primary shifts to New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina over the coming weeks. The Republican nominee will be confirmed at the national convention in July, but despite facing 91 felony charges across four criminal cases, with big wins in the opening contest, Trump will be difficult to stop. I'm Jennifer King.
Iowa is the first in the nation contest for the Republican presidential primary in 2024.